This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
An update now on Life of Riley, the WBUR series about a remarkable 9-year-old girl who is living with a 1-in-a-million disease. Riley has Cloves syndrome, which, as she says, creates lumps and bumps inside and outside of her body. Only about 100 people have been diagnosed with Cloves worldwide, and Riley is currently participating in a children's hospital clinical trial for a new medication to treat the disease. In our Common Health segment today, we look beyond the medical, the tests, the treatment, and try to understand how Riley's family, specifically her mother and father, Kristen Davis and Mark Sarabona, cope with their daughter's condition. Dr. Stephen Fishman, pediatric surgeon at Children's Hospital, had this to say about the couple.
The parents that are resilient end up having kids who grow up to be able to cope with their physical challenges that they were given to no fault of their own.
Joining us now is Kristen Davis, Riley's mother, as well as the executive director of the Cloves Syndrome Community, a nonprofit created to support and connect those families who are living with Cloves. And Kristen Davis, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks so much for having me.
Also with us, Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. She's been following Riley's story. Good to have you, Carrie, as always.
Thanks, Anthony.
Carrie, you've said that you've been so amazed by the way Mark and Kristen handle their day-to-day life, so much so that you've organized their coping strategies into 10 parts. Starting with accept what you cannot control, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm actually just in the process of writing our Common Health post about this now. And I began with the topic that kind of puts me most in awe because it's the part that I found hardest about parenting myself, which is that what I care about most in the world is the well-being of my child. And yet that is to some extent out of my hands. I can't control it. And so as I've been talking with Kristen and Mark, I've just absolutely pestered them about how they handle the difficulty, the emotional difficulty of caring so much about your child, seeing your child in medical danger, and yet not necessarily being able to control the outcome. You do everything that you can, but you still, there's a lot that's out of your control.
Well, Kristen, how do you answer that? I mean, just the very basic question, how do you cope? How do you and your husband, Mark, cope?
It's strange to stop and think about it because we really have just been doing it for 10 years. So stopping and cataloging how we do cope has been a really informative process for us. You know, I've had to make some employment changes in order to better care for myself. I used to be a social worker for 12 years, and I found that that was too much for me to manage with the caregiving role that I also had at home. So I think for us, we've had to make some family and life changes that work better for our kind of how our family exists now. A lot of it revolves around self-care for me, for Mark, for our son, and for Riley, because if we, as her parents, are taking care of ourselves, then we can better take care of Rye and her brother. You know, the quote about when you're on an airplane and they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on your kids, it seems counterintuitive, but when you think about it, it really makes sense. Because if I'm not rested and if I haven't had enough water or haven't had a little time to myself, then I definitely am not at the top of my game.
That makes sense, Kristen. And Carrie, you write about this idea of self-care. Right?
I do. And actually, there's just something in the New York Times today about depressed parents and how if parents are depressed, it tends to quite significantly affect their children. And so self-care for parents is something that we tend to neglect because we think we're supposed to be completely focused on the child. But in fact, often the best thing you can do for your child is take care of yourself.
Right. Kristen, I'm intrigued by the fact that you mentioned you worked as a social worker for 12 years, ironically with families who had children with disabilities and various health issues. I can imagine that kind of training and background must come in useful, or does it?
It absolutely does. I just think it's, you know, it's one of those things that happened that's the field that I chose because I was passionate about helping families and passionate about advocacy and social justice, and actually did that before Riley was born. And then once Riley was born, you know, I was using those skills at home and at work.
Carrie, your second bullet point is accept that people cope in different ways.
Yes, and this is something that I think probably a lot of couples can relate to, which is that Kristen and Mark, by their own admission, tend to have very different coping styles. Mark tends to sort of compartmentalize, and he kind of crosses that bridge when you come to it, when they get their latest bad news. He doesn't assume that it will be the worst case scenario. And Kristen, very much like me and perhaps many other mothers, is more of the over-Googler. She goes for maximal information, even though that can also be anxiety producing. And you tend to, when you look on the internet, you find a lot of worst case scenarios. So sometimes she says she even has to do a kind of a Google moratorium, which Mark can help her with.
Right.
Kristen, you've said that your relationship with your husband has had to grow in many ways, I gather, because of these differences, right?
Absolutely. Mark and I think, communicate way more than maybe parents who don't have a child with a complex medical issue. We, I think, as any family who has gone through kind of what we've gone through, I think, experiences these downtimes and times where, you know, your family's kind of in crisis or your relationship is in crisis. We're much stronger than we ever have been, Mark and I are.
Kristen, I want to ask about your 12-year-old son, Cole, and how he has handled the experience of his 9-year-old sister, of Riley.
Yeah. So he's an extraordinarily empathic old soul of 12 and a half.
He's lovely.
He is kind and very wise. He has gone through periods of feeling abandoned, feeling like he's been left out. And we just, it's our family culture to talk about things when they come up.
And let me ask Carrie about that, because Carrie, Kristen seems to be talking about the idea of openness, which is another point that you make, right? This is important.
Yes, they are wonderfully open about what's going on, even to the extent of, you know, not pretending to Riley and to everyone in the family that this is all easy. You know, they'll say that what's happened to you sucks and there's nothing fair about it, but there are also a lot of good things in life as well.
What we try to do is really focus on what we can control and having fun and our family being together and us, you know, celebrating the time that we have together.
And is that the big takeaway, Carrie, from this?
I think so, yes. I think that what the whole Serebona family goes through is kind of an extreme example of family life in general, that, you know, the demands are never ending and that there are downtimes, although in their case they're much scarier, farther downtimes than for most people. But
sure.
Then you come back up to the uptimes again and they sort of get through it. And I just find them incredibly inspiring.
And Kristen, I want to give the last word to you. What's your advice to other families living with a child who has a serious medical condition?
Find support where you can find it. Take time for yourself. If there is not a community that exists for you or for your child, then you should create it. Always keep hope. Always keep searching for answers. Never give up.
Never give up. Well, that's a good place to stop. Kristen Davis, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Kristen Davis is the executive director of the CLOVE Syndrome Community, as well as the mother of Riley, a 9-year-old living with CLOVES. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Anthony.
And you can find a link to WBUR's ongoing multimedia series on the life of Riley at our website, radioboston.org.